If it's on the block, we'll talk about it. Good afternoon, Dominique, and good afternoon, the region, and good afternoon, the world. This is the Talk on the Block. The biggest afternoon show on radio. Again, if it's on the block, we'll talk about it. Yesterday, the Moyes family down there in Soufriere took a stand. And decided then that nobody would be bulldozing their property without their written permission or permission. We spoke to Karen Moyes yesterday. So we're now looking for an update as to what is the latest position there. Is there any bulldozing going on as we speak? Karen, good afternoon to you. Good afternoon to you. This is, of course, the Talk on the Block. 1 or 2 is the afternoon time. Karen, tell us, give us an update.
Hi, good afternoon, Matt, and good afternoon to your listeners. I'm actually in Soufriere at the moment, and thankfully, the people who were on site yesterday agreed to stop work, and they have stopped work. There's nothing happening there today, and we're pleased about that because as of this moment, there is no sale of property and there's no acquisition of property, and so I'm thankful that the work has stopped. The people who we have been discussing with, they did not know anything about demolition and heavy equipment moving onto the property. So as far at this moment, we are not sure who authorized it, but that is the position as we speak.
So you're telling me, Karen, that there was work going on and the people on the ground doing the work could not say who authorized it?
Well, there were two local contractors. The initial local contractor, I think it's probably MMC, he mentioned.
Yes.
And then, so I don't want to be at liberty to say too much because I don't want to go based on hearsay. So I guess as we go along and we get further into that, I did make a call to the parliamentary representative some time ago when they first cleared, and she said that it was housing, but it's not. I don't know where this is going to go.
No, but I
don't know how much I should be saying because, to be honest, I am at a loss for what's going on.
I'm in agreement with you, Karen, but I'm saying that you spoke to the MP and she told you it was housing, but she was wrong. It was somebody else.
Government. But the government is a body.
Okay.
What I said at the time.
All right.
The government is a body. It's a body which is made up of ministries. Ministries that are, is made up of ministers and parliamentary secretaries and civil servants. So when you say the government, specifically, who are you referring to? Because the body did not authorize the place to be cleared, and we know, I know that when anything first started, that the PM asked that we be spoken to before anything was done. So with all, you know, so with all, with, I must give the PM respect because he did ask that we were spoken to. I think he probably wanted us to be dealt with respectfully.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is the impression I got. So I don't know who it is, and that's what we're trying to get to the bottom of. And, of course, this is already a mess.
But tell me, I mean, you are in the Soufriere area, and you can see, as we speak, the actual, the current site of the health center, which was used a few years back. What is the position there? Is there something definitely wrong with that site?
The health center is never repaired.
It was never repaired.
It's in disrepair. There's a property next to the health center, and after that, prison's house, there is the public washroom. For me, I first asked why couldn't they acquire that property, and they have the existing health center, that property, and where the washrooms are, and extend the health center. That was one suggestion that we made, as a, we were suggesting as a family when this first came up. Okay, why can't this be done? And then I said, well, listen, we know for a fact that the village, there's a shortage of land. And if there is to be further housing and whatever, whatever, let's offer them to buy our farm, because we are not going back into farming, you know, and that's 4.25 acres, which is what I said yesterday when I spoke to you. And that's why when you said, what would I say to people who think, would say that I would hold up development of this village? I've been in this village since 1993.
Wow.
When we started our business, where we employed local people, used local buses. I started community tourism in this village by putting people to stay at people's apartments downstairs of their homes. We had tourists that would stay with local people in their downstairs apartments when we were short of accommodation, because the village had no hotel or anything, you know. And we have people that up to now, they still come back and stay with Edmay and so in Scottshead and whatever, people who come on a yearly basis, you know. So nobody could fault me on wanting to develop this or see development in this village. But it has to be done properly and with a long-term plan, in my opinion. And whatever you do, and whenever you're buying property from someone, you should at least wait until there's a sale or an agreement, and the people say, well, okay, we've agreed on this, so you guys can go ahead. You know, that's all anybody who is selling their property can ask.
Put a perspective on, I met a young man yesterday, and of course he called a few times, trying to tell me and tell the world that history is not important. So what we're trying to protect there is not important. We have to develop the country, and that, these exact words, you know, what is in it for us black people?
Well, if we were to try to eradicate our roots and history, that is why I would say the young people of today have no direction, and they don't know who they are. They don't know where they're going. They don't know where they came from. They don't know what their forefathers did to put in place for them to be where they are today. So anybody, any young person who says history is not important, we are not trying to say we are trying to preserve the property as it is. We are saying it's a property that has historical value, you know, and whatever we had planned to do there, we were going to try to preserve some of it. We can't preserve everything because some of it was not, from an engineering point of view, sound enough to preserve. But there are certain things on the property, like we just came from there and somebody from SHAPE was with me, and we found something that looks like an old safe. Then we found another sort of a brick, something that looks like an old oven or something. All those are part of the history of what went on that property years ago. Wouldn't it be fabulous? It's just a little thing to save it, preserve it, repoint the stone, and then you put a plaque on it to say, well, this was an old oven 100 years ago. So, Matt, I cannot agree with trying to eradicate our history. Our history is very important, you know. I know where my grandfathers and great-grandfathers and so came from. I am multi-ethnicity, and I it's important to know who you are, you know, and where you came from and what went before you. Our history is important. Our culture is important. So if we are to say our history is not important, why are we bothering to preserve independence, our culture, our national dress, our national songs and all these things? It's all part of who we are. You know, I, as Dominicans, I'm a borrowed Dominican from the point of view. I'm not born here, but I have certainly gone out there numerous occasions promoting Dominica to try and invite tourists to choose Dominica as their destination. The world is a huge place, and people can go a lot of places. I have traveled to several cities doing trade shows to get people to choose Dominica. And it is that history, it's that untouched uniqueness of Dominica, why people come here. So we can't just eradicate it. When people come here, they want to know what's happening. They want to know why we speak Creole. They want to know why we eat the type of foods we eat and all of that. It's our history. The island's history is very important.
But the argument is, though, I mean, you're in the tourism business. The argument, people say, should we still sell Dominica as the nature island of the world?
It isn't the nature island of the world. We all know that.
It's not.
If you go around, if you travel, you'll see there's nature a lot of places. Dominica is unique in the Caribbean. That you can look at Dominica, you can go into certain parts of Dominica and think you're somewhere in South America with the type of forest and vegetation, you know? And there's a lot of things we can't boast about anymore. Just go take a drive up our Central Forest Reserve and the damage that was done to it in Hurricane Maria. We should be thinking of tree planting and stuff like that to get our forests that were damaged back, you know. So we have a lot to do. And the people, conservation, people historically minded, people who are preserving our culture, you know, maybe we need to educate the youth more if this is the kind of comment they will make.
Well, I heard from Arthur yesterday, and a comment was, there are at least four river systems under direct threat of contamination and collapse today as we speak. There are, in addition to the island, wide threat catchments and watersheds posed by mismanagement of post-Maria recovery and restorations of forests and continued indiscriminate waste disposal by locals. You agree?
Yes, I'm the wind is blowing and I'm missing some of the words. What did you say? Could you just repeat it? Let me get it right.
I was talking to Arthur yesterday. He's telling me that at least four major river systems are under direct threat of contamination and collapse as we speak.
Uh-huh.
I'm saying, do you agree that our rivers are under threat?
I think so, from certain things I've been seeing. And there were rivers that we would use as our with our tours and so, and the whole, how should I put it, the whole ecosystem there has changed in some of the rivers. I think people, and there's so much destruction to the river banks and so, hence the problems we've been having when there's heavy rain and what happens in the storms. A river has a life of its own, and we as a people who are trying to make our lives around rivers have to understand that. I don't think that we pay enough attention to the economy, to the environment, sorry. Our environment needs more preservation. I am all for that. We have to protect the areas where water tables are and things like that. We have to know where we excavate, what's going to happen, the dumping in the ocean, you know. I just saw a lot of dumping between Point Michel and Champagne.
Yep.
When all the siltation goes into the ocean, what are you doing to the reef? You know, it's a constant reminder. We need to be constantly reminding people about this beautiful island, how important it is to protect it, preserve it, and do things that we don't damage it.
And again, just to go back to the issue that we started off in terms of the historical value of the property about to be sold there to government. So at what stage of the negotiations are you at this time?
Well, it was a discussion. It was a discussion where they were coming up with, people are doing valuations, and that's as far as they've gotten. Matt, I want, as you talked about the property, the old great house that was on the top tier where they've excavated, it was a ruin. I don't want anybody to think, it was a fancy building that was being used. It's a ruin, you know, but it was the old great house that was on that property. A lot of it was stone, cut stone and stuff like that. All of that was dumped over a hillside, you know. That's another thing we have to start looking into, that people from construction sites, where they dump the stuff, you know. It's sometimes on other people's property, or there's a dump site on the Sufre Road. it's down a valley onto other people's property, you know, and all that cut stone went over the hillside, you know. I am laughing, but it's not that it's funny at all. It's I'm laughing in disbelief. It's disbelief.
So do you think, Karen, that we will see any more movement on that property before government steps in and try to settle?
Well, at this moment, I don't know. I don't know. Dr. Moyes is the person who is at the forefront of negotiations with lands and surveys, and it's up. We're just waiting to see what happens next.
All right. Well, Karen.
He was in a discussion with them, but how should I put it? Someone who was not part of the discussion has obviously gone forward and allowed people to move in and start work on the property.
So some people.
That's the bottom line.
Yeah, but some people have some extreme powers, you know, to intervene and come into the land and have not gotten permission. But again, Karen, we will talk. We'll continue to monitor that story. But you're very happy the guys have stopped bulldozing. Yeah?
Yes, I'm very happy about that.
All right, Karen. Say hi to Dr. Moyes for me. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Have a nice day.
Bye-bye. All right.
Okay. Bye-bye. What about rain?
What about all? Talking to Karen Moyes there. You said we were to gain. How much do we care about our environment? What about killing fields? If you took a drive down there by the Dewitt Center area there, in the Goodwill area. What about all the things that you said? Just some minor rain and floodings or flooding on the high streets. Do we really care about our environment, huh? Do we as a people? Our rivers are under threat, huh? What's up, bro? Hello, 118, yes.
Hey, Matt, good afternoon.
How you doing, my brother?
I just heard Karen saying that there is dumping between Champagne and Point Michel.
Yes, I saw that myself. I walk
by
every morning.
That is madness. That should never be. Champagne is one of the greatest dive sites on island, with the marine life below there and the bubbles from the volcanic activity under there. That should be a no-no. So it tells you that the people responsible, the people in authority, don't care a damn, because you're destroying rivers, you're destroying reefs, you're destroying our sea life, you're destroying marine life, you're destroying everything. Another thing I'm seeing, there are too many, I don't know if it's garages or asphalt plant or whatever it is, too many of these things too close to our riverbanks, and I'm seeing that in too many areas. I mean, you just go up Coptolle as you pass the bridge, you have this set up right on the side there. These are areas I used to go to the river, and right now, they fence it up and you have heavy equipment. That's what I'm saying. Too much heavy equipment right on our shorelines of our rivers. These are no, on the beaches. Watch what Donkey Beach used to be. Watch what Donkey Beach is today. My brother, it tells you where these guys' heads are, you know. And they're destroying everything between Champagne and Point Michel dumping, that should be stopped immediately. And our people are not doing anything, because what? I'm watching outside there is this place in Florida, Crispin Bay, something like that. And there is this big protest that's going on now for weeks. For what now? People and their lawns that they're fertilizing, the fertilization seem to be sifting in the water, and it killing fishes. And you have big protests, people coming out to protect their Crispin Bay. And in Dominica, we have all these things happening, and people go about their business as usual. It's like we numb, doting. Have a good day, my brother.
Have a good day. I can clearly see that you're upset about what's going on there and the way our environment is being treated at this time. We're going to take a break, and we'll come back. We'll come back after this.
Tong Refrigeration Center and Services Limited provides top quality brands of air conditioning units. We install and service all brands of air conditioning units, refrigerators, chillers, and ice machines. But now available for a limited time only, a special offer. Free installation on the purchase of air conditioning units. And with COVID-19, we can thoroughly sanitize your unit, getting rid of viruses, fungi, and bacteria, and keeping your business safe during this pandemic. So visit Tong Refrigeration Center and Services Limited at Fonkole Industrial Site or call 440-7602. Tong Refrigeration Center and Services Limited. Superior service
within your means.
Yo, what's up?
Bro, if you're wrong any top of vendor, put $20 Digicel top up for me. Right now it's tight for me to live there.
You know you can do some of these transactions on your phone.
Oh yeah?
Yeah man. Go to my Digicel app. If you don't have it, download it. Here's the directions. Launch the app. Press top up. Enter your number. Press continue. Then you put in your amount. Press checkout. Then select the payment method. Debit or credit. Then press pay now. You're done. That's it.
Gaza, thank you. Boy, you sung it just like a radio ad.
Ha, no problem, bro. I hear that all the time.
Top up, purchase plans, or send credit using the My Digicel app. Get it now from Google Play or Apple Store.
Digicel.
Now at ESAR Trading Limited, hand sanitizers in various sizes, folding beds, stools, bar stools, ironing boards, clothes dryers, dining sets, sofas, mattresses, divan sets, pillows, rugs, plastic four-drawer cabinets, and many other great items, including a large range of plasticware containers, drinking glasses, bath towels, electric fans, and more, all at unbeatable prices. Visit ESAR Trading Limited at the corner of Kennedy Avenue and Bayfront Rosso today.
The Global View on Q, Tuesday, 29th September, 8 p.m. on Q95, The Big Station. Your hosts, Sheridan Gregoire, Mr. G, with guests, Justice Dr. Irving Andre in Toronto, Canada, Attorney General Levi Peter in Dominica, and Dr. Dion George, Lecturer of Political Science at the University of North Georgia and Adjunct Instructor of Political Science at the Georgia Military College. Electoral reform and campaign finance reform for the Commonwealth of Dominica. The fight for free and fair elections. Referencing Jamaica and other Caribbean models, the role of attorney generals in Dominica and the Caribbean in electoral reform and campaign finance reform. Do we need a legal luminary from outside of Dominica to sanitize the voters' list of the names of deceased people and to implement voter ID cards? It's all about the fight for free and fair elections in Dominica. Don't miss this. Get the answers to your questions on The Global View on Q. Wherever you are in Dominica, in the region, and globally, join the conversation on The Global View on Q. Have your say every Tuesday, 8 p.m. on The Global View on Q with Mr. G. Only on Q95, The Big Station.
Hey, are you looking for auto parts for your vehicle? Well, F&G Auto Parts Services has got you covered.
Quality parts at untouchable prices.
Supplying for Toyota, Suzuki, Kia, Hyundai, Honda, Mazda, BMW, Lexus, Mitsubishi, Ford, Nissan, Isuzu, Chevrolet, and Subaru. You want to contact them at 448-4550 or 295-4550 or email fgautopartsinc@gmail.com. Located on 50 River Street, Roseau, right here in the Commonwealth of Dominica. F&G Auto Parts Services, Inc.
Your number one trusted
auto parts store.
Atoufi, point linette moi à sous table là-bas moi. Fais vite souple, moi pressé.
Ça l'aime ici, Mac. Mac a ouai.
Eh bien, il s'en m'a crédit ou pas qu'à bien. Ouais, mille linette là, même côté à moi d'où là.
Là, il y a tout l'air. Et m'a t'a ouai?
Ça veut dire, ou besoin aller optifam vitement avant yeux vin plus mauvais.
Dis-moi, Mac. Pis pas j'en dis moi ni problème épisé moi.
Eh ben c'est Optifam qui ni plimé docteur Zé en pays. A pas dit ça, Optifam j'a tiré en chai l'argent à sous frame linette. Et qui yon ni plus belle frame linette qui en style.
Tout ça, Eh ben, moi kay check pressure moi avant et ka pwe nay Optifarm.
Non atoufi, allez là même puisque yo ka check pressure zio, examiner zio pour licence chauffeur, check pour pisadou et yo ka jik manager maladie zye glaucoma et puis cataracte.
Bon, qui compte Optifarm yé?
Optifarm à sous 23 Great Marlborough Street, Tupou Queens, Awozo. Téléphone 440-8486. Eh bien, 285-8676.
Bon Dieu, merci oui pour Optifarm. Yo se limo yon pour occupation zio.
Treat yourself, your family, or a loved one to a comprehensive eye examination at Optifarm Eye Center to check for 20/20 vision in the year 2020. Also inquire about or telemedicine services, filling of external eyeglasses prescriptions, and specials on eyewear.
Also opened is A-Medic Urgent Care and Telemedicine Center, offering specialized and general healthcare. Call 612-1328 or come in for your appointment. You could also visit our new location at Casapora Bay Street, Portsmouth.
Caribbean Cowboy comes to Heritage Restaurant this Wednesday from 6 p.m. Food, drinks, and live performances from Caribbean Cowboy. This Wednesday from 6 p.m. at Heritage Restaurant. You don't want to miss this.
Cleaning can be so much easier, can smell so much better, and can be so much cleaner with the use of the right disinfectant. Estefan makes cleaning affordable with the best selection of disinfectants available from sizes 450 ml to 4 liter bottles. You can get your house and business clean for a fraction of the price with the top cleaning products from Ozone, Lanier, Astor brands, starting from $5.70 in a wide range of fragrances. Disinfect with disinfectants from your choice supermarket. Astor fans, right place, right price.
A very busy afternoon here. After this, more talk. All right, it's 1:29. What a very busy afternoon here on the talk on the block. We'll take your phone calls at this time. No number of people are trying to call. So call us 449-3095, 449-3096, and 449-3097. I love the song I was playing a little while ago. Reminds me all the time of taking care of the environment. Let's do this one there from Michael Jackson. Now let's take a few phone calls. Hello, talk to me, yeah? Mm-hmm. Yes?
LT, what's going on, man?
Man, I'm here, man. I'm concerned about my environment.
Well, LT, I've been trying to sound the alarm for years and years now, participating in your program. Because there seems to be some need for massive education of all people and an awareness of all people. I did an article and posted on Dominica News Online a couple weeks ago about the Lyle River situation. And it's kind of pretty disturbing because a month or so ago, we had the chief planner who came to pacify the residents of Lyle about the pollution in the river. And in her utterances, I was pretty alarmed because that's my field for the past 15 years, the environmental assessment and so on. And I was kind of disturbed at what she said, seeing that there was already impacts in the river. And when I did some search and research, I found out there was an environmental impact assessment on the website of the planning division, and none of the recommendations that were made in there were applied with the operations at the Maya River. And it begs the question, who is overseeing these activities? And the government officials...
Good question.
...do not realize... Government officials seem to not realize that their number one responsibility and the priority is to the people of the country. And if somebody has a private business that is causing pollution, it's the government's responsibility to protect the people. Madam, let me ask you a simple question. Do you think Astafans is going to hire its employees and a manager, and the manager of the Astafans supermarket is going to tell Astafans what they should do? Or is the manager going to take Astafan's profit and do as he pleases? Or are the employees allowed to just do as they please or don't hold up to their responsibility without answering to the owner of the company? So my question is, why is it that the people of Dominica, who the prime minister works for, who the ministers works for, who the permanent secretary works for, who every government employee has to understand that they are employees of the state, and the state are the people, and their number one responsibility is to the health and safety of the people. And why it is they don't understand that their priority is to the people? And if they can't own up to their responsibility, the people have a right to demand that the government does what is in best interest, not the best interest of Chinese or private sector, whatever. The government says that oversight. And Matt, you know what I found out that's disturbing?
Mm-hmm.
There are environmental laws that talks about dumping. It talks about sewage disposal. It talks about pesticides. It talks about fertilizers. It talks about all this stuff from agricultural field. And I'm saying to myself, as a matter of fact, the Ministry of Health, Environmental Health, who has the mandate to oversee this stuff, never came out and talked about the Lyre River. And I say to myself, if there is a visible pollution problem that our government cannot do something about, how then are they going to protect people when there is contamination like pesticides and fertilizers and all that stuff that we can't see? Dude, our government is destroying our country, and people have to stand up and be mad. I think Dominicans don't realize that the government, including the prime minister, is their employee. As much as the prime minister wants to beat his chest and say he runs things, no, the people of Dominica run things. You cannot be working for me and do as you please. You cannot be working for me and taking my money to do as you please. You cannot be working for me and deciding some of us getting, some of us not getting. You understand what I'm saying, Matt?
Mm-hmm.
And it's absolutely ridiculous. But I'm sitting down there and you know, I've been fighting. Man, I call your station. And like I said, I don't have to. But one of the reasons I do is the love for my own homeland to see a better place. And it's about time our people realize that our country is going down the drain by the mismanagement. There's a film I learned this weekend. It's called a kleptocracy, or a kleptocracy.
Mm-hmm.
And it's basically a bunch of leaders who steal the resources from the state to enrich themselves. You go look it up. It's called a kleptocracy.
And this is the kleptocracy.
Is the kind of government we have in Dominica. When you look at you hearing stories about village councils where money has been missing, it's crazy. And what I find even worse is the unawareness or the lack of strength in our people to understand that our country is going down the drain, and we have to do what is necessary. Matt, before I go, on our coat of arms, like I said, you need to go look at that article I wrote on Dominicanism online. It's called The High Rate on the Pollution. In the coat of arms, it says, Après bon Dieu, c'est la terre, which means after God is the earth. And without the earth, which is a living thing, by the way, we are dead. You pollute the rivers, you pollute the land, we pollute ourselves, because everything we eat comes from the earth. And believe it or not, you destroy the fishes, it's going to come back together. There's a destruction of our society, a destruction of our political system. And people need to understand that they are the ones to stand up when our government is not doing what it's supposed to do.
All right, caller. Thank you very much. Thank you. Very, very extensive report there. Speaking of the environment, I'm getting some reports, and these rivers seems systems are critical at this time. From the Indian River, due to the massive dumping of construction debris in the floodplain by George Nanton of Portsmouth, who deepens the indignity of his destructive practice by compacting in the area and selling house lots on his dumped excavated material, somebody's reporting. In Belfast area, Belfast River now being contaminated with waste packing material associated with a Chinese construction project. This is after years of contamination by an affluent DCP and more recently the Petrocarib fuel tank farm. Rosa River, due to flooding and exploitation of the geothermal energy that that now sees the reinfection well of the proposed plant being relocated to a site above the Trafalgar waterfalls. Londonderry River, where the St. Lucia Dominican owned construction Rainy has located and commenced operation of a ready-mix cement bulk plant on the bank of the river close to the mouth of that system. So a lot of environmental reports at this time, and we'll take more phone calls and we'll take a break. Hello, talk to me, yeah? Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, let's try this call. Hello, yeah?
Hey, blessings, sir.
Hey, blessings to you, man. Blessings.
I have always requested that song, Matt, Michael Jackson, the Oof song.
Yeah, man. That's Michael, yeah.
I've always requested that song through the years. And Matt, like you had a caller, I think it's yesterday, who talked about, not our history and, historical sites and, it's about progress.
Yeah.
He does not understand the ramifications or the far-reaching consequences having to do with our actions right now, how detrimental or deadly it could be in the future. So the person may be talking out of pure ignorance, Matt, and I believe that. Matt, what I have a thing saying, where there is a consistent sequence of events, coincidence is absence. For in the laws of coincidence, there is no consistency. And I keep saying it will get stuck in all your head, one of these days. A lot of those, people who just want to dispel what I'm saying, because who am I? Matt, is it coincidental that what happened to that blessed lady there and her father or family, is it coincidental? How can something be in a negotiating stage and somebody's already moving on a property, demolishing and disposing in areas that may be sensitive? And Matt, as you pointed it out, Matt, it is all over Dominica. Dream it there. I see they say, we were complaining, oh, Dominica Strong just packed there, they're not doing nothing. They say, okay, it's talk, how they want to talk. They get Dominica Strong to take dirt and mud and stones and just start dumping from where the Petrocarib intake is, Matt, like when the ship dock, the tanker dock, there's an intake. From there to go way back to Rockaway, the road to enter Rockaway, they're just pouring thing in this. Matt, I am telling you, one man, I don't care what all you said, he does not understand it. Planning, housing, environmental department, Matt, all of that is bureaucracy. And the brother said it the other day, and we does not listen. He talked about his international airport maybe for the 12th or 13th time. And he said that he hoped it will not be slowed down or whatever, hindered or impeded, a word he used, with historical and current bureaucracy. So that thing, you have to go to planning, you have to go to housing, you have to go to the environmental department and solid waste. So tell them people, go to hell. No law, no constitution. Dump your thing, Gaston. Don't worry, you Dominicans. All they do is just call Matt and talk. They can't do nothing. That is the attitude of the brother. Listen to the manner in which he attacked Issa and attacked Dr. Pascal in Parliament, attacking Mr. Linton, attacking Suki, attacking everybody. And the brother run the country unilaterally, micromanaging Dominica. Me, myself, and I approach, and the country is being polluted, contaminated, and corrupted. Matt, I read the whole thing about Panama and that Grenada and Dominica and that thing, and I'm seeing...
Go ahead.
And I'm seeing certain faces, Matt, and I'm writing, you know. I'm writing, I'm saying, oh, these are the usual suspects, man. So I hope they pick them up with a dragnet when they come in and do all the foolishness in Dominica. Look at the what is happening to the Blessed Lady. Can you imagine me of no influence have a piece of property like the people of Wesley? They better get ready to fight because they want the land. And I wonder for who they're buying. Maybe 100 years down the road, the Chinese might just say, come out on my property, that is my health center. Have a good day.
All right, thank you very much. Thank you. It's 1:41 as we move along in the afternoon there. We're going to take a quick break and we'll come back to our final phone calls for the afternoon. Okay, so we'll do this and we'll come back.
All budding photographers in Dominica, ages 15 to 30. Echo 78, in partnership with Civic Vibes, is sponsoring a photo contest in celebration of National Day 2020. Send us a picture of the Sizzaru or Jacko Parrot in the wild taken within the last 3 years. First prize is $500. Second prize, $350. Third prize, $150. Prize is sponsored by JambaPress.com. Send entries in by October 28, 2020. Winners announced on November 2nd, 2020. For more details, check us out on Facebook. Email us info@echo78.org or civicvibesda@gmail.com. Or call 245-2396. You heard that right. 245-2396. So, what are you waiting for? Send in those pictures.
Baby, I want to do every party with you.
Saturday, October 3, you're invited to the first Classified Saturday. Saturday, October 3, at Dominica's premier nightclub, Classified Nightclub. Your Saturday night party is back. It's your moment, your time to dance like you want to, like you used to, like you have to. No more standing in the corner. The sexy and grown will come out to party. On the spins, an elite DJ lineup, DJ Smooth, DJ Cut, DJ Spawner, Dr. Miguel Labadie, and DJ Snow. From your throwbacks to the now. Classified Saturday starting Saturday, October 3. Entrance $25 regular, $50 VIP at the Classified Nightclub. Classified Saturdays, Castle Comfort. Live, indulge, dance.
Whenever I go out and explore my island, Dominica, I always carry a few bottles of Guapito water. Let's go! Me and my crew exploring Dominica. Me and my crew, we heading down to the river. We on the beach and we full of stamina. I love to drink with Guapito in a cooler. Guapito water, what's the Dominica water? Guapito water, what's the Dominica water? Guapito water, your Dominica water. Guapito water, stay healthy, drink Guapito water, pure Dominican water.
What a fine-looking house for the working man. And the dining castle more plain or a fancy living room. Visually a wonderful mix of beauty, strength, and power. Built for the construction worker, the farmer, the plumber, yet totally comfortable as you drive to any invited occasion or even l'église. Presenting the Nissan Frontier from Auto Trade. Freestyles, manual, automatic, and automatic leather seats. Aircon, power windows, power steering, four-wheel drive, reverse cameras. Pas comme avant les chauffeurs ni pour stop ever aller dehors avant au reverse. Puis au palais, c'est un check tour. The new Frontier, the Nissan Frontier, white, black, brown, silver or grey, with fitted bed for maximum production. Affordable with ready finance, reduced interest rate, reduced prices, maintenance costs are puyadisha. Usani mete $10,000 down payment and walk away with that beauty of a beast. The Nissan Frontier from Auto Trade, K617-2497 or 613-2109. Yes, go show it on the mountains, over the hills and everywhere.
All right, Dominica, we are back. And of course, our theme song here this afternoon, this, you know, taking care of our environment. Michael Jackson sang this one. We keep playing this. Just want to remind Dominica, we have to continue to care and take care of our surroundings. Good morning to Ma Raina and family this afternoon there in Maho. Rona, my friend. On the passing of your brothers, our deepest sympathies. About 13 more minutes before 2 o'clock. Hello, talk to me, yes?
Mm-hmm. A few seconds. Matt is a fool that is unteachable and unreachable. But even the ignorant with knowledge, with information, with education can be taught. So I hear you say what your professor said. I respect the opinion. But if I understand the definition of ignorance, it's only a fool that is unteachable. Thank you.
All right. Okay, blessings. 147, you may have a point there. 449-3095-9697. At this very moment, somebody's reminding me, raw sewage is being dumped in the Rosa River. Is there a time next to our open market? What about all the dreams? Do we really care? Are we really concerned? Did you ever stop to notice all the children? Hello, talk to me.
Mm-hmm.
Hello? Hello? Hello, talk to me. Yes, uh-huh.
Yes, Matt, good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you.
Yes, blessings, your Kalinago brother, the tour guide.
Okay.
Let me tell you, Matt, we have the similar situation in terms of destroying things, you know. We have a building in Badako that was destroyed last week, Sunday last week.
Yeah. Last week?
Yeah, that was built by the community's effort. They bought the land, they made the raised fund. I'm not going to go into details how they do it. They raised funds, bought the land, built the building voluntarily. They got all the materials from I think it was BDD, Barbados. And these people built that house, that building, that community building. And last week they destroyed it because in the name of development, they said they are going to build a bigger building or something like that. But no consultation, no discussion about how, what we should do, etc. They just call it and they build it. They call it, so to speak, you know. And that is the kind of thing that we are seeing happening. Now to the lady down there, solidarity lady, she listening to him. I want to give you an example of what happened in Martinique. I was attending that thing myself. There is a gentleman who was doing some quarrying next to a historic site. It's called Tobo de Quai. And the people stood up because, imagine, the place is not even, he wasn't even doing the mining very, very close to it. But when they explode, when the dynamite explodes, it would go, it would hit over on that rock and it would kind of damage it partially. And then people stood up very, very strongly against the mining because it was destroying their history, you know? I'll give you another example again. In Rivière Pilote, there was an excavation going to be done to open up the mouth of a small stream. And when the machine struck an object, they stopped. And when they went to look at it, they saw it was artifacts. And they stopped the project immediately. No excavation was going on again. And they brought in archaeologists. And they took their time. They got the artifacts that were there. And immediately they built a museum next to it. You know, and if we tell you how we in Dominica, we are not concerned, we don't seem to be, I heard the first person talk about history, which is more important than history or health. And I am saying, well, history is money, and history is wealth. So So if we don't look at what is happening to our history and our environment, as we are now saying, we are doomed. Where are we going? I mean, we are sick in that place, man. Good afternoon.
It's 1:51 in the afternoon. Hello. I'm sorry. We have to keep loving our environment, huh? I'm going to be speaking for the last few minutes there with Arthur Martin, a lover of the environment, conservationist. We are in deep problems here. If we don't preserve what we have. Arthur Martin. Good afternoon to you. Good afternoon to you.
Mm-hmm. Good afternoon, Matt. How are you doing?
Well, I'm a little concerned based on the reports I'm getting as to what how our environment is being treated at this time.
Well, Matt, we've been trying to warn about this for years now, and people haven't been paying attention. Right now, I can tell you there are four major river systems in Dominica that are under direct threat, not from a tropical wave, not from hurricane, but from man, and more specifically from the state sector and people associated with the state sector. Number one, the geothermal project in the Roseau Valley. Do you know that a decision has been taken to move the reinjection well from Trafalgar up to Loda, and the site that they have selected for that is just above the two waterfalls, the Mother Fall and the Father Fall, not more than 100 meters. They will be drilling down over a kilometer deep. And you know what they're going to put in that hole, Matt? They're going to put all the slurry, the arsenic, the molybdenum, the barium, the cadmium, all the dangerous products, chemicals and elements that they will pull up in order to get the hot stuff, in order to drive the production of geothermal. They are now going to put it just above the waterfalls. That will contaminate the entire Roseau River. That could run the risk, because we saw an example of it way back in 1988 when Domlec and the government were trying to expand hydro. They found that the wall of the valley does not hold up to much kind of drilling. And they had a major collapse, a rock fall, just above Papillote, just on top of Papillote. If they are allowed to drill that hole above the waterfalls, not only will these important tourism attractions disappear, but the Roseau River will eventually be contaminated and could disappear. There would be major rock falls. They have already surveyed a 20-foot wide road, Matt, to get close to that site. The survey division did the survey. They need a 20-foot wide road from Loda to that site above the waterfalls for them to pull the drill rig and install the drill rig there. So it's not a fantasy. It's a reality. We've been there. We've seen it. We've photographed it. And we've actually issued warnings about it.
I think question quickly, because of time is of the essence here. We have invested over $50 million in geothermal. What has happened to that money there?
$100 million has been invested, and there's been no public accounting for that money. There are people like Vince Henderson who have been intimately involved in that project. There are other persons in senior policy-making levels of the government who know about this. They even at one time had Bill Clinton and his foundation involved. That money has been spent. But we have not been able to generate 1 kilowatt of energy from geothermal. In fact, the EIA is done by the French government in 2016 is what drove them away from the project because they realized it was going to endanger the physical environment of the Roseau Valley. We are still fooling around with it. But there's another river that is in great danger. Mr. George Nanton has dropped excavation waste from construction sites of the new hotels, the hotel being built by Mr. Lawrence and so on. All the earth from that site was dumped in the floodplain of the Indian River in Portsmouth. That is why the Indian River is now flooding onto 1 mile. It never did that before. But he's blocked the natural filter and flow of that river. He's also caused sediment to be deposited lower down where the Indian River tour guides work. And the river is now much shallower than it used to be. So here you have another man-made disaster, which is only exacerbated, is multiplied when the rains come, because the water has to go somewhere before it would come down through the swamp there and then eventually get to the river mouth. But Mr. Nanton has blocked up there, and he's not only blocked it, he's compacted it. And we understand that land that he has compacted is now being sold as house lots. So then there's another river, the Layu River. I understand planning when they said they couldn't see any the source of contamination, but we've been there. Many people have been there. We've photographed it. You can see the holes that they dug in the riverbed to dump, you know, asphalt and other fossil-related fuels. You go upriver and you see huge machines, Mr. Sam Holland's machine. Now, Mr. Nanton's machine is... you know where they're mining, Matt? They have those big excavators digging up the riverbed because there's no more stones in that part of the river. So they're digging the riverbed, getting what stones they can. They're crushing those stones, selling those stones, and they are mining the sand that is left and selling it as well. They are destroying the Layu River, physically destroying the Layu River by contaminating it and by destroying it and taking it away from Dominica. And these are Dominicans and others that are doing that with the permission and knowledge of the government agencies, planning agencies, you know, survey divisions, the environmental health people. All of these people have a say in giving permits for activities like that to go on, forestry as well. And they are not speaking out, but the river is being dug and destroyed, Matt. The other river, the Belfast River, well, you've heard other people talk about that. The Londonderry River, Renault, that company that came here to do construction, they have just installed and are already operating a ready-mixed cement plant on the banks of the Londonderry River, close to the mouth of the river. So, Matt, there is a deliberate, you know, calculated attempt by this government to destroy Dominica, to get rid of the rivers of Dominica, even while they're talking about environment and they're talking about, you know, getting tourism going again and building resilience. They're doing the exact opposite, Matt. That is the threat that Dominica faces today. And if we allow them to do it, if we don't stop them from destroying the rivers, they would have actually literally taken the rivers are the water, and the water is the blood system of Dominica. And then there will be no Dominica left.
Thank you, Arthur. Thank you. Of course, time. We have to continue that discussion, Arthur. Very important, very crucial that we do.